News from the Middle East is a little scary this morning. Hezbollah has fired missiles at Tel Aviv. Let's check in right now with News Nation National Security contributor, former Air Force Assistant Vice Chief of Staff, Lieutenant General Richard Newton. General, good morning. This sounds like more of an escalation. What do you make of this?
Well, good morning, Bob. As Israel certainly has sharply intensified its military operations against Hezbollah, the last several days, you're right, as you reported correctly, the Israelis intercepted the first missile fired from Hezbollah toward Tel Aviv. Hezbollah, through their information operations campaign, said that the missile was designated to go after the headquarters of the Israeli spy agency Mossad in downtown Tel Aviv. Israel struck the launcher after it intercepted the missile en route in southern Lebanon. And also on Tuesday, yesterday, Israeli air power struck and killed Hezbollah's top missile commander. So things are certainly intensifying up there in the northern part of Israel and the southern part of Lebanon. But the fact that Hezbollah demonstrated the will and the capability to send a missile for the first time into Tel Aviv, thankfully was intercepted, is not necessarily a game changer per se, but it shows to the level of intensity of the conflict and where we're at and perhaps where we're going.
Do you see any way at this point to avoid a wider regional war?
I do. This is on Hezbollah. Let's put some context for our listeners. First, as we all have talked about, you and I certainly, October 7th, the diabolical attack of Hamas against Israel. On October 8th, the next day, Hezbollah, a much more robust terrorist proxy military organization of Iran, began striking Israel, northern Israel, on a daily basis with rockets, mortars, missiles, drones, and so forth, and have been relentless every day up until today, literally. Almost 9,000 of those projectiles have been going into northern Israel, which has compelled and forced 60,000 Israeli civilians to have to flee their homes from northern Israel. So I say all that because this is on Hezbollah. This is really on Iran. And Nasrallah, the Hezbollah leader, has a choice to make here, either continue or face, a ground war against Israel, which nobody wants. Certainly Israel doesn't want it. But in order to, the aim of Israel here, and the aim of Prime Minister Netanyahu, is to force Hezbollah back above the border to the Litani River, which was mandated in a UN resolution back in 2006, to stop firing missiles so the Israeli citizens can return to their homes.
And as you know, Hezbollah is not Hamas. They built a vast arsenal in Lebanon to confront Israel. So this strategy of Israel now going after Hezbollah, do you think that's a potentially successful strategy?
Well, they've already formed a campaign plan, I can assure you of that, which includes air power, which has been demonstrated over the last several days. They when they attacked the Hezbollah leadership, the military leadership, rather successfully with pagers and walkie-talkies last week, all the way to F-35 stealth airstrikes, they've showed quite an array of capability. However, on the ground, Hezbollah will be a tough foe if Israel decides to invade. I have concerns regarding the strength and capacity of Hezbollah because they've left a lot of their arsenal, especially their anti-tank missiles and so forth, other capabilities that would make a very tough adversary for Israel, as was shown back in 2006 when Israel invaded Hezbollah in Lebanon again. It came to much of a stalemate. So if you have a full-scale war that comes to Lebanon, Israel is going to be fighting on Hezbollah's turf. And even though Israel has advantage with in terms of intelligence and surveillance and reconnaissance and the air power I mentioned, a ground war, again, would be very, very difficult. And so I believe that Israel is going to be very calculated in terms of whether or not they have to do a ground campaign or a ground war. But the fact that it would be on Hezbollah's home turf, Hezbollah has continued to smuggle in arms. They've got 100,000 foot soldiers compared to Hamas had at the time last year, about 25,000. They have created a series of tunnels. They have put weapons in homes of civilians, innocent Lebanese civilians throughout Lebanon, which is a war crime. And so if the event that Prime Minister Netanyahu, and I think there's some justification here, frankly, to be able to gain part of his country back and put his citizens back in northern part of Israel, it's going to be a very tough campaign.
We've certainly heard many threats in the last month or so from Hezbollah, from Hamas, from Lebanon, Iran. But so far, none of those threats have materialized. Why do you think that is?
Well, a couple things. Number one, I believe that Prime Minister Netanyahu and his cabinet and the Israeli military and the Israeli intelligence have done a very effective job in terms of the campaign in against Hamas in southern Gaza. That is now become somewhat of a statutory campaign. He's been very public now about shifting the center of gravity of effort of Israel from the southern part of Gaza or Gaza back now to the north, as I mentioned, to regain the territory to allow its citizens to go back to their homes. He has been able to demonstrate the reach of Israel. If you recall, back on July 31st, Israel, through an intelligence operation, killed the Hamas leader in Tehran. They've been able to go after, as I mentioned before, that even with pagers and walkie-talkies, he's been able to take out Hezbollah leadership. They've done it with airstrikes. So they've really shown that they've got not only the capability, Bob, but the will. That's what deters adversaries. And I believe that the fact that he has, frankly, he's not particularly leashed by the Biden administration, which has put some diplomatic restraints on Israel publicly, which I certainly disagree with. Prime Minister Netanyahu in Israel saying, okay, in order to defend our territory and to protect our citizens, he's demonstrated that capability on a military standpoint, but also he hasn't backed down politically, either internally to Israel or from an international diplomatic standpoint. So, final point here is he's done a lot, and Israel has done a lot to demonstrate the will and the capability, which I think has deterred Iran from acting more so than perhaps we might have thought several weeks or so ago.
So far. Always appreciate your expertise, Lieutenant General Richard Newton, News Nation national security contributor and former Air Force Assistant Vice Chief of Staff. Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
Thank you, Bob. You too.